Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of my podcast. I'm your host, John Michael, and I am the CEO and founder of Image Group International, and I'm thrilled to have you join me here today. For those who are new to the show, I've spent over three decades helping CEOs, executives, entrepreneurs, and change makers like yourself to craft, refine, and monetize their personal brands. Today's topic lies at the heart of personal branding. It's actually the start. And what I want to do is just define some of the basics of personal branding and, of course, beyond. And today's segment's called Defining Your Authentic Personal Brand and, of course, Beyond the Basics. That's the program for today. And you see, in the ever-evolving landscape of personal branding, it's crucial to move beyond the surface level understanding and truly delve into what makes you authentic and compelling to your audience. Now, having done this podcast for well over 2 years, I can tell you things have changed dramatically. Even in 2 years, things have sort of evolved to another level. And what does that mean? Well, it means about what it takes to define your authentic personal brand beyond the basics of just having your name out there on social media, etc., and looking for the quick dopamine hit of just likes, icky comments, etc. It's beyond that. Although the social media aspect, of course, is one important component, there's a lot more to it. And what I'd like to do today is just sort of break some of that down. Your personal brand is more than a logo, a tagline, or a carefully curated social media profile. All of that, of course, plays into this. But of course, you know, that doesn't mean anything about authenticity. What that is, anyone can do that. What really brings out the authenticity is you. You're the human being, and of course, the spirit, you bring that with you. And it's the foundation of who you are that impacts, of course, long-term, your reputation. So it's the essence, bottom line, of who you are, the values you stand for, the stories you share, and the impact you seek to make out in the world. And let me explain it this way. And I'm going to explain it by what it's not. Personal branding is not about putting lipstick on a pig. In my years of working with clients, you know, that's, by the way, lipstick on a pig is what PR flacks do. Okay, our work is around authenticity and authentic storytelling. And in my years of working with clients, I've always recognized that authenticity is the cornerstone of a powerful personal brand, beyond the spin and frivolity of general media. And if you go into history and some of the biggest names in history that have actually done real good, of course, authenticity was their key. Everything from politicians to entrepreneurs, of course, and senior executives, writers, authors, change makers, etc. And I discovered by working over the years with thousands of people from all genders, colors, and of course, social, economic circumstances. And what I discovered was that for long-term positive health, and I'm talking about physical health, mental health, etc., it's about aligning your actions with your values, speaking your truth, and showing up as your genuine self, no matter at times the circumstances. And I know that's not always so easy, but certainly that's the intention. And this is part of the work that we do to get you to that point. But here's the thing. Authenticity doesn't always happen overnight. It's something that happens, obviously, over a period of time. And if you're expecting an overnight concept, nothing works like that. You might have to work on it because as you grow, so does your, of course, evolving, we'll call that personality, evolving values, you know, evolving ways of being. So it's a continuous process of self-discovery, of course, ongoing self-depth into your courage, reflection, obviously always, and growth. And in today's fast-paced, hyper-connected, and highly politicized environment. Staying true to yourself can sometimes feel like an uphill battle because you're under so much pressure from competing interests. There's so much going on. So it's important that you get grounded. And how do you do that is basically getting down to your foundations that I'm going to explain to you in a second. The external pressures, of course, people are experiencing are creating so much confusion, anxiety, okay, and in many cases, if you look at it, potential other problems from a mental health perspective, no matter where you exist in our community, you know. So my experience with clients is doesn't matter where you sit right now, everyone's getting affected, including if you're in the multi-hundred-million-dollar territory or billion-dollar territory, everyone's getting infected because that's what happens when, of course, from a society point of view, you're not living in isolation. You know, you still have friends, you still have relatives, you still have family, all of that impacts. And of course, it's essential you become aware of this. And of course, media on both sides, legacy media and also social media at times is part of that problem because they create so much negativity and fear in the world. That's why it's essential to get your foundations right that I just mentioned a moment ago. And what that means is you've got to start definitely with your mindset. Of course, your body is essential, physical health, but you got to start with a mindset. And of course, mind, body, spirit is what we say is the whole integration happening. The strategies and tools that come next to navigate some of these complexities of personal branding will be unveiled, but at the same time, you got to start this with confidence and clarity. So whether you're an inspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned executive, you know, C-suite, or simply someone who intentionally wants to make a meaningful impact, mastering the art of authentic personal branding can open doors, create opportunities, and propel you towards success. And this is essential, okay, because, you know, unless you're in like, some comfortable job for life mentality, or that's what you're operating on, that's fine. You keep on doing that. You're not one of our clients. But if you're definitely got some ambition, you want to maximize the best of your career, of course, and also, you know, from a life perspective, you want to do the best that you can. You want to constantly bring your best self forward. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. And of course, this is what we specialize in. So let's start off with first principles and give you a bit of an understanding how to get this started. And I'm basing my work on the tree of wisdom. And what that means is, if you can imagine a tree has roots, okay, and it has the trunk. And then, of course, you've got branches. And through the branches, okay, you get fruit. And also with the fruit, you get leaves. So you've got a combination of all these things. Personal branding starts at the roots. Social media is normally the leaves, meaning one big wind comes, the leaves go, and there's a new trend where the roots, your core values, stay intact. And it's essential here because you've got so much superficiality going on in the world right now, okay, that it's basically focused on the leaves. And of course, if you get focused too much on the leaves, you are going to create all sorts of confusion for yourself. And there is no doubt, and the research clearly shows this, the correlation between ill health with people and getting lost and distracted and all the other stuff with the dopamine hits that they're constantly looking for to escape, you know, from reality. But you will not be in that zone if you stick to your roots. And this is essential here. Of course, it's a very important part of the work I do, and of course, our company does. So how do you begin defining your authentic personal brand? Well, first of all, it starts with introspection. You know, take the time to reflect on your values. What do you value? What are some of your passions? Of course, your unique strengths. Your unique strengths, definitely. And by the way, those three I've just mentioned to you are also part of your differentiation because no one can copy you. Don't worry about trying to follow somebody else. You know, create your own path. You know, no one can copy you. No one can steal you because you are the unique you. It's the way it is. Once you've gained clarity on your personal brand, then it's time to bring it to life in everything you do. From the way you communicate with others, how you enroll, to the way you present yourself online and offline. And of course, what we always talk about that is think of gravitas. Now, we'll talk about gravitas also somewhere down the track in another episode. So consistency is the key here. Consistency, or another great word that we use, is congruency. So being congruent is essential here. And what congruency virtually means is this. Your word, you deliver on it. That's it. That's it. Have you noticed how we live in the world? People say things and do something different. Okay, I'm not talking about just politicians here. And that is a slippery slope to darkness if you keep on doing that. So the idea here is, by the way, you say your word, you make your promise. If you stuff up, you put your hand up and you say, I'm sorry, apology, and move on, as opposed to trying to bury it, okay? Burying it will actually end up creating longer-term problems in the future. So your personal brand, you know, should be a thread that runs through every aspect of your professional and personal life, integrating a cohesive and compelling narrative that resonates with the audience. And of course, resonates also with your spirit, okay? So you're not just doing it for the audience to get the rewards, you're doing it for you first to feel alive and at the same time have impact on other people. So remember, personal branding is not about perfection, okay? Because perfection ultimately, and I have a lot of these clients, perfection ultimately will create mental health issues. Make no mistakes, because there's no such thing. It doesn't exist. Perfection doesn't exist. So, and what I say to my clients and what I say to our audience is this, you are a perfect imperfection. Just get that. The moment you look at yourself that way, it gives you a lot of power back, as opposed to the nonsense out there constantly designed to get into your head and, of course, make you feel second rate. As you know, and people know me, I'm not into making people second rate here. I'm into the game of giving you back your personal power, because I'm going to suggest at times you've given your personal power away. No one's taken it, by the way. You've given it away, and you haven't even been aware of it. So it's all about authenticity. How do we get to that? So it's embracing your imperfections, okay? It's celebrating your uniqueness, even at times when you fail. And it's not to be afraid to show the world who you truly are. Will you make mistakes with that? Absolutely. Is it okay? Of course. No problem, okay? As long as you're giving it your best shot out there. So as we wrap up today's episode, you know, I want to leave you with a final thought. Your personal brand is your most valuable currency that over time grows into your most valuable asset, okay? Because it's the essence of who you are and the impact you are making and also leaving on the world. And this is it, and this is the thing. So embrace it, we say, nurture it, and of course, let it shine brightly for all to see. So own the best brand ever created, the brand called you. And I hope that sort of compels you to start thinking about personal branding on a more serious level. So I want to thank you for joining me today. If you need help in your business journey, you can always send me an email. And if we are in good fit, we may work together in the future. You can find the email address in the description of this episode. You can also contact me on my social media. On X, it is John_Michael. My LinkedIn is John Michael. And of course, you can find me as Image Group International on Facebook. I thank you and cheerio.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.